Welcome to Glorious Living. I am so grateful you decided to join me today and study the Word of God and discover that God wants you to succeed in every area of your life. Welcome to Studio C. I'm Kathy Duplantis, and I have Chrissy again with me today.
I love being with you, Pastor Kathy, to study the Word of God. It's so rich and so fulfilling.
I know it. I love this topic that we have today that we're going to study along with you. I hope you have your Bible ready, because we've just loved studying the Word of God with you.
I know, and people are watching all over the world, and they're discovering that they can have a glorious life. They can succeed in every area. I have a great, glorious story.
Okay,
I love sharing them with you and just talking about it, because it's so awesome. It says, I watched JDM from the Philippines. Your messages are funny and heartfelt. They were the starting point of my relationship with Jesus in Singapore back in 2015. I can now do all things because of Christ who lives in me. Thank you, Jesse and Kathy. I am now happy because I know the Lord and I can handle all trials and tribulations with confidence because Jesus is with me. That's awesome.
I love that testimony.
Me too.
Just think about it. You know, so many people think that if they want to succeed in life, it has nothing to do with God. They have to do it all 100% on their own.
I know.
But God's Word is filled with secrets and actually things that we can learn, wisdom we can learn about how to succeed in this life today.
I love
it. And it's a kind of success that'll please God. In fact, you know, people are often scared of the word success, but it's the first time the word success is mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah.
It was by God, and he was saying that to Joshua.
That's right.
How he could have good success by putting
success.
His word first. We're going to do that today.
I'm loving it. I love studying about how we can be successful God's way. You know, the world has their own definition of success, but God has a book full of ways that you can succeed, and you do too in your book, Suited for Success.
Suited for Success. I wore my suit today for
that. I love it so much. It's a great book, and it's just filled with so much wisdom and biblical understanding. When you crack that book open along with the scriptures, you can discover all the good things God has planned for us.
Yeah, and as parents, you know, as a mom, that we want our children to succeed.
That's right.
We do everything in life to make it as, you know, easy for them to live a successful life.
That's right.
God did the same thing for us. He gave us his word because he truly desires for us to live a successful life. And sometimes you have to define what that means.
Yes.
Success is different to a lot of people.
That's very
but
true.
But we know that success is of course, knowing God, but also living a holy life, pleasing to him and having our needs met, being able to be a blessing to our family, to all the, and just to the gospel, to
That's
different
right.
things like that.
That's so good. And what better way to learn than by sitting down together, reading from the Word of God and embracing that it is possible to succeed. Because many people, maybe you're feeling that way right now. There's no way I can succeed or I've messed up too much. Oh no, that's a lie from the enemy. You are success going somewhere to succeed.
That's so good.
Yes.
I love that. And we're going to study actually the article, what we're going to study today is also in our magazine, our monthly magazine this month is coming out.
So
you may
wonderful.
Have already received it. If not, it'll be in the mail. You could always get it online or on our app, different places.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's and of course the website as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we love the magazine because, you know, it's also in English or in Spanish.
Yes.
And we have so many people that are reading it in the their own language in Spanish.
It's such a blessing. So many people are being blessed daily by reading all of our printed materials here at JDM.
God's cool. Let's get into it,
Chrissy. All right, I'm ready.
The title of it is God Wants You to Succeed. You know, it's very liberating to understand that God really does want us to succeed in every area of our lives. Mm-hmm. And if you examine the example of Jesus, you will find that he was never limited to natural methods when it came to providing for the needs of God's people.
That's right. That's
you know, the Bible tells us that Jesus went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
All. I love that little powerful word. It packs a punch. All of them.
Hey, look at his testimony. This is an example of what God wants for us.
Yeah.
When Jesus was on the earth, blinded eyes had to see, lame legs had to walk, deaf ears had to hear because God had anointed him with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Yeah, and that same Jesus is the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
And the same Holy Ghost that was on Jesus, he gave to us so that we can go about doing the works that he did. And he says, and do them greater. Not any better than what Jesus did, but greater because it's multiplied amongst all of us. All of us can walk in that same power. So all around the world, no matter where you are watching from today, recognize that the Holy Spirit that was in Jesus is in us today and to help us to succeed in every area of our lives.
I love that. And when we hear the word greater, I think about the technology we have today, how we're sitting in Studio C in Destrehan, Louisiana.
Think about it,
And we got people in the Philippines, Australia, Uganda, all these places watching and just praising along with us. That's a greater work. It's so exciting to think about.
It is. And we're going to turn to the book of Genesis in our study today, because Jesus was never overwhelmed by circumstances, and he was never affected by public opinion. Mm-hmm. He never freaked out when multitudes of people stopped by unexpectedly for lunch.
Oh, I need to take note on that. I kind of freak out sometimes.
I know, but we have to follow his example, because, you know, he wasn't even discouraged if the fishing business was bad or if taxes had to be paid.
Oh, wow, yep.
Yeah, he wanted everybody, including us and everybody that's watching today, to experience the abundant life that knowing God could bring.
Amen. That's such a good thing. And take note from Jesus. Don't freak out. Step into your calling and know that you're called to succeed, just like he did. And that we can do it.
That's right. And every situation is just another opportunity for God to be glorified.
Hallelujah. I'm loving this. I'm excited about it.
Okay, let's turn to Genesis chapter 31, if you're not already. This chapter lets us know what Jacob's jealous relatives had to say about his great success.
That's right.
You know, even though he was mistreated by his father-in-law, Laban, it was clear that the blessing of God was on Jacob.
That's right.
So I want you to read Genesis 31, Chrissy, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am. And it says, "And he heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory." So jealousy is the green-eyed monster.
That's so true. You know, it's so often a lot of us are surrounded by people that are maybe jealous of something in our life at one way or another. And sometimes they really want to intimidate you so that you don't continue to excel. But I thought it was interesting in this verse of scripture that they use the word, the brother-in-laws use the word glory. He says they had gotten all this glory. The Hebrew word translated glory in this verse is kabod, and it's a noun that has a literal meaning. It means a heavy item which is not often used.
Wow.
And the context of it means impressiveness, glory, and it describes something that's highly valued. And it's often used to describe God and his attributes. We all are familiar with that. But when you're talking about our glory or Jacob's glory there, it seems a strange thing. But this is the word the Bible used. And it means all of this glory was to describe Jacob's success.
Wow. I love that we broke this down and went there and discovered the meaning of that true word. Because when you reflect on it, that they were jealous of his success, that he had favor. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have, that same favor of God, and that same glory is upon us as children of God.
Yeah, it's so good. And I think a lot of people's eyes need to be open to the fact that God really does want us to succeed. He wants to share his glory, and not in the way that people worship us. We always worship God. But, you know, when you're a father, and if you have a child if you're blessed and you're a father or mother, and your child is, you know, doesn't have a pair of shoes on or they're in rags, that doesn't bring glory to us as parents.
That's right.
In the same way, when we go without and we're hungry or we have need, it doesn't bring glory to God.
That's right.
So it's all connected to that when you think about
that
it in that way.
That is so true, how we need to be walking billboards of the goodness of God, and that his glory is on display through us when we just walk wherever we are, whether it's our schools, our homes, our workplaces, wherever the Lord placed us, we should be displaying his glory for other people to see.
That's so good. And, you know, just to make it even more clear for you, for some of you that may be choking on that whole idea of us having any kind of a glory, let's read the translation of this same verse, Genesis chapter 31, verse 1 in the Amplified Classic Bible.
Love
Chrissy, why don't you read that for us?
Yeah, this is great. It says, "Jacob heard Laban's sons complaining. Jacob has taken away all that was our father's. He has acquired all this wealth and honor from what belonged to our father." I love that. He has acquired all this wealth and honor. Who doesn't
want the word they use there instead of glory in the Amplified. The King James said glory.
Yeah.
So this is what God wants us to recognize today. God wants us to have success. He wants us to have wealth and honor, and because it always points to him.
Amen.
He's the one who brings it.
Amen. That's the difference between us as Christians and the world. The world might want to say, look at me, look how wonderful I am, look at everything I've obtained. But as Christians, when we have all of this, all the favor, all the blessings, we give it back to God.
That's right. We honor him and we thank him
for it.
We know that we wouldn't have any success in our own self. Even if we had something that the world would call success, it would be empty.
That's right.
It would be shallow, because without knowing God, everything that this world has to offer is nothing. What did Jesus say? What is the good if you gain the whole world, but you lose your soul?
Amen.
We have to keep our things in perspective, our attitudes in perspective
ma'am.
As
That's
well.
That's wonderful.
I want you to notice the attitude of those that observed Jacob's success. His brother-in-law's wrongfully assume that his increase was because he took from their father. Mm-hmm. They didn't understand that the blessing of God in Jacob's life empowered him to acquire all of his wealth and
honor.
Amen,
that's right.
That's true. Their father knew the truth. Yeah. Yeah, Laban knew the truth, and it was recorded in the previous chapter. So I want us to go there and look at this part of the story. This whole story of Jacob is an amazing story of how God led him to get his wife and the whole story. But we're just reading a little portion of his life. So,
good.
Why don't you read, go back one chapter, Genesis chapter 3. If you have your Bible, you could follow along with us. Chrissy's going to read verse 27.
Yes, ma'am.
And this is the King James Version.
Yes, and it says, "And Laban said unto him, I pray thee, if I have found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake." Wow, that's awesome. "Has blessed me for thy sake."
Yeah, that's really the power of association. Mm. Jacob and Laban had an association. So, and Laban, who was an unjust father-in-law, he was not fair all the time. He deceived him in a lot
of different ways.
But he recognized it was because of the blessing that was on Jacob that he was blessed.
And that's so important for us in our own lives. Who are we surrounding ourselves with?
That's true.
And I mean, just always being around wise counsel, somebody that's going to uplift you, that's going to empower you and speak blessings over your life. It's so important that we get in like precious faith with people that have that same love of God in them.
I love that. And that's why we value our partners so much.
Yeah.
We're connected together.
That's true.
And we succeed together. And this is what God wants us to do. We'll recognize the people in our lives that he connects us with on purpose for his purpose so that we can be a blessing.
That's right.
You know, I learn things from the people I connect with. I spend time with people who speak the word, who believe the word, who sow their seed. They're believing by faith for something. They receive it.
Yes.
And then they move on to the next project. They're not always griping and complaining about what they don't have. They're looking ahead, standing on the promise, regardless of what it looks like. When you connect with people like that, that is a divine connection.
Ooh, I love
it. A great association. And Laban had to acknowledge, he had to recognize the reason that he was blessed was because of Jacob, because God's blessing was on Jacob.
Ooh, this
Abraham,
is good
Isaac,
stuff.
And Jacob. It was the family of God. It's the plan of God to bless all the families and the nations of the earth.
Yeah, that's some good news. I'm loving this.
And you know, it's a faith concept. Mm-hmm. All of it was because he believed God. And when we believe God, then we have an heir to the blessing. We can access all the same promises that Jacob had in that day.
I'm telling you, it's awesome to know that when we link up in faith and we connect with, and you're connecting with us here on this program now, we have a team of people that are waiting to agree with you. We're agreeing with you now, but a whole team of people, Team JDM, if you want to contact us and pray with us, we're believing for you constantly to see your breakthrough and that your good success is on the way. We believe it.
That's right. God can give you ideas, inventions, so many things. You're not limited to your own natural way of thinking. God can give you a new creative idea, how to run the current business that you're in, or maybe if it's a ministry or just your family situation, maybe how to manage your own budget so that you can be blessed in a greater way.
That's right. There's
put
so
him
many
first.
Things. Just put him first.
That's
Ooh,
right.
Good stuff.
And we're going to keep studying along. I hope you're enjoying this. Let us know in the comments if you're enjoying this new format for our Glorious Living
program. I know I'm enjoying it.
It too. And we're going to turn to Proverbs chapter 10. Now, this proverb was written by King Solomon, who wrote just about all of the proverbs that are in the book of Proverbs. And he was the richest man that ever lived.
Ooh, to be the richest man. Think about that.
Yeah. And, you know, I didn't really realize. I did a little research when we're looking at this because his estimated worth in today's money is between $2 and $3 trillion.
Trillion.
Currency.
Wow.
Yeah, but in comparison, Elon Musk's peak of wealth was around $340 billion. Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos topped around $214 billion. And then I don't know who this is, but the internet, when I was searching this out, said the legendary Mansa Musa of Mali, often cited as the history's richest person, likely controlled the wealth that was equivalent to about $400 billion.
Wow.
But Solomon wasn't just richer than these three, richer than any one of them, richer than them combined.
Goodness gracious.
He was richer than all of today's billionaires all put together by far.
Come on, Solomon.
That's
unbelievable.
He had something to say, so I think we need to listen to him.
Yeah, I want to know what Solomon did.
Maybe he understood a few things.
Exactly. We need to pay attention.
Well, you remember when he was seeking God, when he was given the kingdom, when he was inherited the kingdom from his father, David, King David, he sought God, gave him offered some sacrifices, and his prayer to God was, "Lord, give me wisdom so that I can lead these people."
That's right.
And so God told him, "I'm going to give you the wisdom, but I'm also going to bless you financial. I'm going to bless you with other ways.
Amen.
So that no one else will be richer than you. And God's word is still being fulfilled.
That is so true. It's awesome to see.
I love that.
And the wisdom that comes from the Proverbs. It's just amazing.
And this
amazing.
Is the word he said in Proverbs 10:22. We can always remember this. It says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it.
That's wonderful.
That is a beautiful promise. He could say that no sorrow comes with it when you do it God's way.
That's right.
It's going to be sorrowful if you try to do it your way.
Yeah.
But not when you do it God's way.
I know. I think of so many of those celebrities who had so much and their lives looked so beautiful and perfect on the outside, but inside there was turmoil and so much sorrow mm-hmm. because they didn't have an anchor. They didn't have God. And so mm-hmm. we just look at these examples and say, no, Lord, I want to do it your way. I want to succeed the way you told me to. That's why you need that wisdom of God to help you in every decision that you're set to make.
And success is not a bad thing. Rich is not a bad word.
Yeah, that's
it's
right.
a four-letter word.
But it's one of the good
it's
ones.
It's a good four-letter
yeah,
word.
That one.
And God does want you to be wealthy and rich. He says it's a blessing. Riches come with the blessing of God. Mm-hmm. It makes us rich and adds no sorrow to
Amen.
It. In addition to Solomon, the Bible mentions names of many people that God made rich. I wrote a list of about four of them.
Yes.
First one was Job. Job 1:3 says that Job was the richest person in the East, mm-hmm. which is why Satan came after him to attack him.
Wow.
He got the attention of the world, and what he said, people listened to because they respected him.
Yes.
He was influential. But they could see that he did it God's way. Mm-hmm. Now, he had a bad year, you know, that whole turmoil in the book of Job lasts about 9 months, some theologians say. But the Bible talks about how he received the double.
He sure did. He sure did.
So he still continued to prosper and be blessed because he lived for God.
He stuck with it. He didn't do what his crazy wife said and curse God and
curse
die.
God, yeah, you
That's not wise.
Sometimes you're surrounded with people, even if they're in your family, that give you the wrong advice.
Exactly, yeah.
But stick to what
God says.
Yeah, stay with God. And the second one that the Bible mentioned was Abraham, which we've talked about, and Isaac and Jacob, all of these ones, they all became very rich and exceedingly rich, in fact, it says about Jacob. And these scriptures, all in the book of Genesis, you can study it out for yourself, but it's amazing. There are so many others, and they all had the same thing in common. They attributed their success to the blessing of God that was on their life because they served Him.
Amen. That's so great. When I think back at all these rich men and these Bible characters, when we think about their lives and how, some they've made mistakes. Maybe Abraham, he made a mistake or didn't do what God said. He was walking in obedience, but he was redeemable. God redeemed it. God made it better. He got back on course, or they turned away from what they were doing. They turned away from sin, and they went the course that God called them, that path, and the Lord still brought success to them. It's a great example to look at for our own lives as well.
It helps me to not get discouraged when I blow it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I do. I don't always get it right, but I look back and I know how merciful God is and how kind He is. If we just, even if we mess up, and maybe you've messed up, maybe you've overspent, or maybe you didn't listen to God when He told you to do things a certain way. He had a plan for your life
That's
and
right.
you've walked away from it. God always wants to pull us back and to show us how He can restore everything that the enemy has stolen.
Amen.
He's always had a plan to bless His people. In fact, He told Abraham, we're going to read Genesis chapter 15. He told Abraham about His plan about to bless him. Even though at that point he was waiting on the promise, it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
He was getting discouraged, but God gave him a word. And in Genesis chapter 15, verse 5, I want Chrissy to read that for
us. Yes, and it says, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. Now that's a huge, can you imagine looking at the stars and God saying that?
Yeah, at a time when he had no children.
Exactly.
God had already prospered him. Bible talked about even before this point how Abraham was very rich in silver, cattle, and in gold. But he wanted a child.
That's
Who
right.
am I going to give this to, my servant? Mm-hmm. What am I going to do with all this wealth God's given me? I want to pass it on to my children. I want a child of my own. Mm-hmm. Of course, he had a child by his maidservant Hagar, but God wanted him to have a child through Sarah.
That's right.
It was through Abraham and Sarah that God's blessing was to get into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so God didn't give up on him. He kept talking to him. So what did he do? He brought him outside. He helped him to get a bigger vision of the blessing that God really had on
That's
his life.
That's amazing
take
to
you
think
outside.
About.
You can't even count the stars.
No, you can't.
And it's so amazing. I was just doing a little research on the Bible. While I was studying this out, and there's no limit to the amount of stars. I mean, there was six trillion. I forget the top. And there was like so many more than trillion.
Wow.
And it's innumerable.
It is.
And this is what God was telling him. Don't put a limit on me.
Yeah.
Don't put a limit on the blessing that I want to give to you in your life. Mm-hmm. There are no limitations when it comes to God's ability and his desire to multiply and increase every area of your life.
Ooh, that's why I love this ministry so much. That's why I love JDM you're always going to link up with us and tell us so you can do it through God. God is your strength. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And that's just always so uplifting. When the world's trying to tear you down, people saying, you can't do this, you can't do that. No, you can do all things.
You're always going to hear that here at Jesse DePlantis Ministries. And whether you're watching a Sunday broadcast,
everything,
a television broadcast, a glorious living, a boardroom chat,
all them faith to facts,
all the things that we do. And are there actually even the meetings would go to different, travel
so
to
much.
Different places.
Yes.
Everything that we do is designed to help build you up, to let you realize what belongs to
Come
you
on.
As a child of God, because there's no limit. God really wants you to succeed in every area of your
Ooh,
life.
Oh, so good. Oh, I'm getting all
and
stirred up.
And we get excited
up.
When we hear about your success.
Yes.
So always share your testimonies with. We get to share some of them on the broadcast, different ones, but we never get tired of hearing those.
No, I always love a good praise report. I'm ready.
We're going to continue studying. If you're staying there with us, turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1. These are another Old Testament scripture. This teaching that we have today is too big for one program, so this is really just part one.
We're going to continue. It's a little sampling, yeah.
Most of the things we're studying in this first part of it is in the Old Testament, but this book of Deuteronomy was written by Moses to the new generation of Israel that would be led by Joshua into the Promised Land. And in this first chapter, he acknowledges the fulfillment of God's promise of increase to the children of Israel.
So
we're
going
to read two scriptures today from Deuteronomy chapter 1. We can read verse 10 and 11,
yes.
King James Bible. Christy.
Yes, it says, "The Lord your God hath multiplied you, and behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as ye are, and bless you as he hath promised you." Yeah, as he has promised
That's
you.
That's right. You know, a lot of people hear about the hundredfold promise, but this is 1,000 times.
Yeah.
This is an even bigger, unlimited thing. See, he was looking at this multitude of people. He was seeing how God's promise to Abraham had already come to pass. They were like a multitude, but
yes.
God had even more
even
ahead,
greater.
Even more planned.
Yeah, I love this. I love reading this because it really does, you know, build up your faith to know that the Lord might have spoken something to your mother, your father, and a promise that may not have came to pass in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that the promise is not true, that it's still there. Don't put a time limit on God. Let mm-hmm. him do the work in your life,
that's
and you'll see it fulfilled.
That's so true. He always has more. You know, we've seen over the years, this is 49 years of ministry. We're about to celebrate 50 years of ministry.
Years. Wow.
And I remember even at the 25-year mark, how much God had already done. And at that point, I didn't see what God is doing now.
Yeah.
How many more people through the internet that we've been able to reach over 1.7 million,
yeah.
I think, since we've been increasing our internet coverage these last 5 years. But it's amazing. And back at that 25-year point, I didn't see it.
That's right.
And just like Moses is telling the people, children of Israel had just come out of bondage from Egypt. They saw a lot of the promise come to pass, but God had even more ahead.
Even more.
So much more ahead. So many more. You couldn't even count the stars. Couldn't even count the descendants
Thank
that would
Jesus.
Come from Abraham. And really, it wasn't just speaking about his physical, natural descendants. He's talking about also his spiritual descendants, because all of us are descendants of Abraham when we believe by faith.
Isn't that awesome?
He's the father of faith. So it's bigger than the bloodline, although the bloodline was so important because this is what got Jesus into the earth and established his bloodline is pure all the way back to Adam. But this concept was that it would begin and continue through those who would believe him by faith.
Yeah.
So all the multitudes of people that have been born again since Jesus went to the cross, of course,
yes.
and all the generations that have come to pass and those that will come are all part of the star vision.
I'm a star. just
we're
had to
sparkling.
Say.
We're just sparkling for Jesus.
I love it so
and
much.
And this is what's so exciting about realizing this is what being successful in God's eyes really means, mm-hmm. fulfilling His plan in the earth, letting our lives bring glory to Him. When we get any kind of a glory, whether it's maybe a success that we've achieved in life, some people define success by a nice house, a nice car, maybe a successful health, family,
yes.
businesses are success. All of this is a type of a glory. We explained that in the beginning of this teaching. But all of this is to bring glory to God, how He takes care of His kids.
That's right.
He doesn't leave us destitute, leave us starving on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. He has a plan to bring success to all of His children.
It's such good news. I love that. When we sit here and we talk about the goodness of God and we talk about finding success His way, there's no limit of what you can accomplish. And I know that, you know, we're visionary at this place. We're visionaries here at JDM and Boston. You yourself are vision specialists. So if there's a vision in your life, or maybe you see there's no fruit or there's no success, don't give up on your dream and your vision. Let this teaching today fuel that vision, get you ready to run forward towards your destiny, because God wouldn't have placed it inside of you mm-hmm. if He wouldn't make it come to pass.
I love that. It's so good. You know, I like the fact that God really does want us to succeed, and He surrounds us with people who will speak to our vision, to speak life to it. And when Moses spoke that about the 1,000 times more, he wasn't just talking about 1,000 children. I don't think this promise of a lot of kids is going to be good unless these kids can be provided for.
That's right.
They have all the things that they need. If they don't have what they're provided for, they're miserable. They're brokenhearted. Mm-hmm. But God had a greater plan. In fact, we're going to turn to Psalms 105 and we could go on. There's so much more
I
even
know.
In part
Wait,
one.
There's more. Part one is full, jam-packed.
Yeah, and I want us to see this before we close. I know we're getting to the time that we usually shut
That's
off.
Good.
Just going to go just a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
In Psalms 105, this is going to, I want you to read this, a couple of verses there, because when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, they were happier, healthier, and wealthier than it had ever been in their lives. And Psalms 105 tells us this.
This is so good.
Read verse 37, 43, 44. 4 and 45.
Yes, ma'am. He says, He brought Israel forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. He brought forth His people with joy and His chosen ones with gladness and singing, and gave them the lands of the nations of Canaan, and they reaped the fruits of those people's labor, that they might observe His statutes and keep His laws, hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is so good.
Isn't that great?
The singing, the gladness, just I can envision myself among them, just how they were praising
they
God.
They came out with joy.
Yeah,
I think that was so significant. I mean, the pictures you see in the Ten Commandments movie, they're just hobbling along. But these, it's so opposite of what the scriptures
say. You do
see
a little, come on, actors, get it together. There's a lot of feeble Israelites out there in that movie.
I know.
But that's so good. There's not one feeble among them, but they were filled with the joy of the Lord, and they knew that their destiny was there. Their promised land was there.
They were walking towards their success, that land of milk and honey that they had heard about all their lives, that Abraham had spoken to and had carried on. But we have a promise of success.
Yes.
And there's so much more that we could learn. And this is a portion of it. And we added a little bit to it, but a lot of it's in the magazine.
It's in the magazine.
In the current magazine,
it's
that story.
It's in your book, Suited for Success. And it's so good. I love the back. It says, Suit Up and Win. I need to go buy a suit. And but go to JDM.org, too, and get a copy of this. And it's so awesome. It's so rich. And it brings God the glory from everything. That's what I love about you and Boss and every blessing and every ministry opportunity. In 50 years, you've always pointed back to Jesus.
Amen.
And to me, that is the most important part. And that's where the success keeps on building, when you keep giving it back to Him who gave
so
it to
good.
You.
I mm-hmm. love this. I hope you've enjoyed something. You've enjoyed the study?
I'm pumped up. I'm ready for part two.
There's much more. We're going to continue next week with part two. But just know that you don't have to do this on your own. This is, God has so much that He wants to teach you. And I believe He's doing that today. And every time that you get into the Word of God, God is going to show you more things about His goodness, about mm-hmm. His promise for you, His plan for you to have a good, successful life. And we're going to do that. We're going to study more when we come back on part two.
I can't
wait. But partners, thank you so much for helping us to do this. Every day that we get into the Word of God, share it with the world, it's all because our partners help us to do this. We're doing
it
as a team.
Yeah.
And we're believing for your success. And we believe that God has even more ahead for you.
Praise God. I can't wait for part two.
That's
great.
Right.
Thanks,
well,
Pastor.
It's going to be great.
That's
I hope you'll join me next week right here in Studio C as we continue this beautiful teaching on how to be successful in God.